same church. We are the church, isn't it? Yeah. And as the today's topic is evangelism, I think so most of my work is being already brought by Sandra. What are the things, outreach, growing community, crowd. So we are part of the community, we are part of the crowd. Many people of our church members come together. They have seen almost all of your somewhere at the Orion Mall or some other place. You know, even the ministries that we have seen. So it's a good going of the church, and we encourage also to come together. And as we were having this worship meeting today, you know, a song that really touched me was the question mark. First song, Are You Washed in the Blood? You see, all that song was full of question marks. You know, it is pointing towards me, it is pointing towards you, it is pointing towards us, and asking us, Are you washed? Oh, are you washed? It is a question mark that we have to answer ourselves. It is nothing but turning to God. And here, evangelism is nothing but turning to ourselves first. When we turn to ourselves, then we can turn to outsiders. If you are not turning to ourselves, then it is difficult to turn towards the outsiders. Evangelism is reaching out. Out to the others. How do you reach out? When you have already reached to some place, to some destination. That is nothing but evangelism. When I speak of evangelism, many people will say something or the other. So, and you already know what is evangelism. And what it means, because some things which I've noted down, he says, this is what evangelism is. It is, comes from the Greek word evangelio, that means literally gospeling, telling the good news. Now, when we evangelize, we are gospeling, we are spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ. That is good news. They are telling. Good tidings, they call us also. You know? And what is that good news and good tidings? It's what we did during our worship meeting today. We sang so many songs. Somebody read some scripture that our living hope is there. Somebody prayed like we were offering sacrifices, but foretelling what was to come. He died for our sins. He died and made us perfect, washed in the blood. All these were like gospel, telling the news of the Jesus Christ. So this topic is something related to us. If you are not washed, or if you don't know the good news, this topic is for those people, and those who are knowing God, for them also this is the topic to reach out. So in short, it is a topic to one and every one of us. So let us go into all these things. Just a few thoughts. The evangelism is nothing but the Great Commission. First, New Testament, when it speaks about the gospeling, it says about the good news. Somebody must have come to you. How we have come? I remember. I did not come like that. Somebody came to me. Somebody told the good news. Who Jesus Christ is. Why he came on this earth. Why he died. The reason behind his coming. Told me this good news. Somebody evangelized me. In short, somebody told me all these things. That is the reason which I am here today. I am standing for God. Why? Because somebody evangelized me. So likewise, in your life, some of the other person have come and evangelized. Or you have come on your own? Is there anyone who have come like that only? Somebody else, your parents must have evangelized. Or some your neighbor must have evangelized. Some of the other person must have been evangelized. So this is nothing but they have done their part, and that is why we are as a church. So here, and then we see that this is the great like, you know, especially people are from Army, Navy, Air Force. There are some people, if they are, they are put into training, rigorous training. Rigorous training, then they commission him for the service of the nation. Octofield, they take a oath and they are dedicated for the service of the humanity. Nothing but following the things which you have understood and revealed to you. But the great commission which Lord Jesus Christ also gave to us. Not only that, when he came to us, you know, Lord Jesus, I was just reflecting on this evangelism. God is such a God, he started evangelizing when in Genesis only. And Adam sinned. First question he asked, Adam, where are you? Where are you? He was asking the question again, Adam, where are you? He is always after us. He loves us. In whatever state we are there, in whatever condition we are there, he loves us. That's why we see right from Genesis, in the New Testament also, not only that, he on earth, he came himself on his own. He loved us. Loves us. He cares us. The reason he came on this earth, and that is the good news. When he was on the earth, he told his disciples, go. And they sent them. Thereafter he sent, in Luke chapter 9, verse 1 and 2, he says, he sent the 12. Thereafter in chapter 10, Luke chapter 10, 1 and 2, if you read, he sent 72 of them. And when he was ascending, he sent more than 500, around 500 or more people. He commissioned. As people are being sent. People are being sent so that we may be not lost. What God has the great commission. 28, 1 and 2. It says, then Jesus came to them and said, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go. Therefore, go. Just say to your neighbor, therefore, go. Evangelism. Isn't it? This is evangelism. So he says, therefore, go and make disciples. The first thing is what? Disciples. Was there a session of these values on disciples? Yes, praise God. Somebody remembers. Values our church is giving. Why? What discipleship is? He says, and make disciples. It is like a teacher and a student relationship. And while telling all this community, core, crowd, and all this coming to the core and commitment, say, good students. So good students are always the followers of a good teacher. Are we a good teacher? First, we have to be a student. To be a student, we have to be a disciple. Disciples to know God in detail, like what it is. What not it is. So he said, be disciples of all the nations, baptizing them. Yeah, I witnessed the baptism when we went to Nilshi. I witnessed baptism. And I heard also now people are coming forward for baptism. Action of their heart and their mind. Yes, we have to be baptized. And then as you read the scripture, these scriptures makes very meaningful for us. As you know, I am a disciple, I am a baptized. And you, as you read these scriptures, that scriptures becomes fulfillment and applicable to myself. And then he says, of all nations, you have to make disciples of all nations. Because word has to reach nook and corner of our union. The word of God says, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes, it's saying only Renewed Hope Community Church? No. The world. He's interested in each and every person. That is why it says, of all nations, baptizing them in the name of yes, and who, on whose name? Baptizing in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. So here it is, of all nations. So we have to make disciples of it. That is why we see we go in that community and crowd, which we saw in circles. In which circle we are? We are in that community circle, crowd circle, or core circle. The more you come nearer to that core circle, you are coming first in the class. In the class, all students, they appear for the exam, but only those who are committed, dedicated, they come out first. Teachers can very well explain of all this, those are teachers in this congregation. So here it is, we have to see that all baptizing them and Father and Son and Holy Spirit and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded. There are so many ministries in our church. For enjoyment, the core of the heart of that every ministry is to tell something from the scripture. Now, men's ministry, we are going for outing. But there is something to be learned from that ministry because we are going to have some teachings. We have some topics. So it is a enjoyment come teachings. Because if you see in the Old Testament, while you are sacrificing, so also you should enjoy the feasts. All feasts are there for the people to enjoy. So also these ministries, whatever are there, there are teachings in that. Maybe men's women's ministry, they are going into Matthew, that is what I heard from my better half. You know, it is nothing but learning. Every ministry has some learning. So we have to learn. So these are the teachings. No ministry is without teaching. No ministry is without teaching. Teaching the scripture, what God has to say. It is God-focused teaching, not self-focused. And even also, not to draw people on you, towards you, but to draw people towards God. Our aim and object of evangelism. You are the only center, like drawing people yourself. You will be a failure. One will be a failure. But if we are drawing the crowd towards Jesus, then you will be a success in evangelism. So bear in mind. And because if you are doing it for yourself in this, with your own strength you are doing it. Hey, I will make him. I will turn him to God. On your own strength. No. Humble yourself. Yeah, you want to turn anybody to turn to God? Humble yourself. Be in prayer for that person, for that people whom you want to turn to the Lord. And then go and preach. Tell the good news. And you see, there will be a revival. there will be a total turnabout in every person whom you preach, person whom you evangelize. This is the goodness, teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. So here also we see, we go to all nations. We are not restricting to our church only. In our church, we have the ministries. Okay, fine. But outside the church, we are going. We are going to Orient Mount. Now we are going 15th August, as Santa was giving some announcement, 15th August, anybody is interested, come forward. Why? Why all these things? We have no work, or we have no anything, no other work to do. We spend spending money for that, and we are reaching out to these people for whom sake? Because to give the good news, somehow, somewhere, they will be touched. Are these people are something different. Only reason why we turn, it is because of this. So church, let us be serious about this. Yes, Lord, whether I am evangelizing, not on our own strength, not to benefit self, or with some different attitude, but your attitude, your heart should be towards God for what He has done. It is witnessing for Jesus. Mark 5:18, some of the things I have noted down. Here it says, Mark 5:18, as Jesus was getting into the boat, the man who had been demon-possessed begged to go with him. Jesus did not get him. Jesus did not let him, but said, go home to your own people and tell them how much the Lord has done for you and how He had had mercy on you. So the man went away and began to tell in the Decapolis how much Jesus had done for him. And all the people were amazed. The person was possessed with demons, legions of demons. Getting scared of him. Ultimately, he wanted to be in the along with Jesus. But what Jesus says? Go. Where did He say? Go. Your own people. You know? He says, go home to your own people and tell them how much the Lord has done for you and how He had mercy on you. Telling this good news to you at our home, or only you are saved. Don't be selfish. Look after your own self. Yes, you will be there in eternity. It is good. But what about the other members, your near and dear ones? Maybe your spouse, maybe your siblings. Where are they? Will you be happy if they are on the other side of the road? It's a big issue. It is a big problem. Church, be careful. Like this, you know, you have to keep on hammering, hammer, till it becomes red. There was one person whom I was sharing. I don't know if I have shared with someone, but I tell you, they are doctor by profession. So they used to come at lunch, exactly at 1 o'clock, I knew their time, and 1:30. To 2, means like 2:30, they used to get little relaxed and they used to work in Gopi because he was a surgeon by name, vice surgeon. So I used to start. I came to know earlier, I visited a number of times, reached. Then exactly at 1:15, 1:30, I used to do. This is my close to me. My home, family friend he was. Of my own he was. So I was really concerned of him that he should not be lost. I am saved, I will be in eternity where he will be. So every day in the afternoon at 1:30 I have to give up. Somehow talk and turn to this topic of who God is. And after a month or so they came to know. 1:30 means this is Stephen's call and he will speak about Jesus. Again and again. He was full of questions. And because of his questions, I was ignorant of many things. He was throwing questions after questions, questions after questions. Ask God, show me the right verse, right direction, what I should speak. God started revealing the thing. Because I was very frank. I tell him, this I don't know, but I will come in contact and I'll let you know. So I used to go to the scriptures, study it, find out what his query was, and then I used to turn to him. The thing is, are we pursuing with our family members? Now he's, not only that, he's quite ahead of me. I'm quite back. The thing is, I have to consistently ask our house members who are close to us, start with the family, what God has done in our life. So sir, just say to your neighbor so that you will be alert. Why I'm saying is this, because I say people are a little relaxing, my voice must be very sweet, little dozing. Yeah. So just say to your neighbor that we should preach to our, are you, all members of our family are safe? Just ask neighbor. Yeah, if not, go and preach. As I tell you, as we go further, we are in very bad state. Very bad state. Oh, friends, go and preach. First tell, catch hold of your friends. Catch hold of your family members. Then catch hold of your friends. Catch hold of your communities, relatives. And then it will start spreading. That will be your lifestyle. That will be your heartbeat. Only you will go. So commission is therefore. What is evangelism? Therefore, go. You have to go. So he says, go. Go home to your own people and tell them how much the Lord has done for you and how he has made mercy on you. So this is what it is. There is one story, not story, reality, to whom I was talking about, a doctor. He started taking morning classes. Morning he used to start teaching. And whenever you go in the house now, always hymns or songs will be there, Bible song. And they have that maid come nursing. Means they will work at the home as well as they will do nursing at the hospital. So that maid used to come in the morning. And Pakka Brahmin. Morning as she used to hear some words of the scripture. And then whole day that song was run. One after another. She got so much tuned to that. When she went home, she started singing those songs only. She forgot all other songs. House members, they came to know. What songs you are singing? Came back home, means to the doctor, and said, doctor, I am leaving. Why? Why are you leaving? She said, no, doctor. Because so much involved into all these things, always sing these Christian songs. And my family members are saying, don't go over there. You'll become a... What songs are we running in our home? Christian songs in our home? those who are not saved, or some other songs we are learning. What songs we are hearing? What songs we are making others to learn? Things which we have to think of. If you want to really turn the people to come to the knowledge of truth, you have everything we are having. Should be God oriented, Jesus oriented. It will bear fruits. Guys, don't be casual. And winning souls, save others by snatching them from the fire. In the sense, those who are fire in the sense, they are going to go off. Snatch them. But there is a lot of vacancy in there. There is no, you apply, you will get reply immediately over there. You will get appointment over there immediately. People are struggling here for job, but there is total vacancy in there. Drag them out. So I want to say this one. Save others by snatching them from fire. Through others show mercy. Mixed with fear. Fixed with fear means save them to bring them to the Lord. You don't fall with them. So with fear you have mercy on them. So that you will not fall into that too. Otherwise you will go back. What it is? Power in the Lord. There is power in the name of God. Just a small witness where my missus interacted. Just I want to give her some 2-3 minutes so that she can witness about her.
In Bandra. Shanti Abedana Hospice is there in Bandra. And I used to visit this hospice where palliative care is given for the terminal cancer patients. I used to visit there. So one day I had gone there and 35-year-old Gujarati person, I met him. And I used to smile at them. So when I smiled, his eyes were full of tears. He said, Henji, so I said, bolo na, kya hai? Then he told me, I'm going to stay very few days. And the second is 4 years. I don't know what is going to happen. I said, oh, let me share with him the good news, because he was out. So I told him about the Jesus. I said, are chinta karne ki jarurat nahi hai. You, Almighty God Jesus, and everything. So I told him, says Jesus, 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 pray. And I prayed also. And then I came. After 15 days, again I visited. I met his wife and I asked him how he is. She said, oh, Vishuddha Avastha. 2 days he's not awake. 2 days. So I said, chalo, maybe I'll go. So I was knowing the sisters and volunteers. So I went inside. And in his ears, I said, power is there in the name of Jesus. Hey, what did this happen? So what power we need? So we have to share this good news.
Yeah, so there were many instances like this because I used to go for Prabhadevi's cell meeting every Tuesday or Wednesday. I don't remember. Wednesday, yeah, every Wednesday I used to go. And there was RBI quarters. In that RBI quarters, I used to conduct the cell meetings. So, but my office used to get over at meeting used to be at 7 o'clock. So 5:30 to 7, what to happen? I used to go in the Siddhi Vinayak temple. Is there. Besides Siddhi Vinayak temple, there is a garden. I used to sit in that garden, prepare for the cell meeting, or what I have to speak in, or what are the things to be done. So in those, it was going on. So as it was going on, one fine day, all those are the place where senior citizen people live. You know, and they spend the time. So 8-9 people were there, speaking in volumes. Because there are how many? 33 crores. Wow. Old age, what they speak? They speak about that this Koti deal. They were from Hindu bank. And they are speaking about this, their cross. There is revelation about their God. Really happy. And as I was pondering upon what they were talking about, the Holy Spirit was pondering upon, saying that you speak something. I was longing for their talks to me, because it is not advisable when they were talking. So I could see that they stopped their conversation. At the conversation, because my time, I have to be in time. Man of punctuality, you can say. So, there were some hardly few minutes left, so I said, do you know? About your cross and all. But today, if you die, today, where you will be, you know? He said, I know where I will go today if I die. I knew the way to this garden. It is near Siddhi Vinayak. And I knew the garden where I am going to sit, what I am going to do. I knew my path, I knew my aim, I knew my everything. Only that question I put them. There were a number of questions, are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? So I put that question mark there and said, I'm late, I'm going, bye. See you next Wednesday. Because it was every Wednesday I used to go. And I went. So they started looking, I must have talked or whatever it is. But I did not reveal anything about Jesus Christ. Wednesday I came, they were talking. There was no bench near. One gentleman said, come. He made a place for me. To create an opportunity. Don't wait for the opportunity. You have to be opportunistic. Then you have to be opportunistic. See, I'll keep on talking to my this one, that one, then keep on hammering. Take the opportunity. Speak the word of God if you don't want them to be lost. This is what it is, winning souls for the saving others. Yeah, we go ahead. This is witnessing for Jesus. So he said, witnessing for Jesus. Again, it is that in the first thing, you can go through this, but what I want to ask is, the first thing Andrew did was to find his brother Simon and tell him. What was the purpose of telling Simon? Simon, he became the Peter. The thing is, he wanted his brother not. Keep on telling to your near and dears if you are in love. Start evangelism. Start speaking about them. Make the environment very favorable to them. And see, with humbleness and with prayerfulness, turn to them and you'll see God will work on you. God will do favors of you. Because God is interested. Why God is interested? Because He loved the world. That He gave His only begotten Son. And one of the verses says, I think so, John 1:12, he says, see the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the whole world. Thanks. Let us be serious in evangelism. It is not a dream, or it is not something, a day to live. It's a reality. Let us walk in reality. Why we should practice? Every Christian practice and pursue evangelism. Why? It is a commandment of Jesus. Commandment is given, and we are commissioned for that. It is an order given. We have to go. Yes, we will. Just say to your neighbor, we will go. The sound is very sweet over. Because people are, I feel their eyes are very heavy. Yeah. So say it again to your neighbor, we will go. So it is the command of Jesus. Therefore, go. It's a commission. Not only to all the nations, as we read earlier, but to every end of the earth, he says. You know? So he says in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. Because it is, and moreover, he says it is not just for the original apostles, but for every Christian. Because all the world, that is, all the nations and the end of the earth has not been reached with the gospel. The command flows to every Christian generation, to every Christian alive. Hey, are you alive? You are alive. You have to invite. You'll sleep here, there also you'll sleep. You're laughing, but there you'll die. Oh, here he says, to all nations and the end of the earth we go. Yeah, he says, then arise, shine, O King. Timothy said, these are the things going on. Why you have to pursue? Pursue means what? You know the meaning of pursue? Actually, I will put it in simple terms. I think so. When a child is born, keep on telling the child, hammering. Say, mama, mama, mama. Do you stop? Until that child utters mama. And when they utters mama, you are full of joy and happiness. Wow! The child is saying mama. And you'll start the news. And the moment your other spouse comes, you'll say, are he or she said mama. Child is calling out mama, it's the good news. Pursuing means keep on telling again and again, again and again. Who are not saved in your family? Keep on telling them again and again. The environment. And see that they are saved. And God's salvation is of the Lord. Yes, but He has called us to evangelize. And we have to evangelize. So here He says, then he says, we are the light of the world. Yes. Then we are also have the prophetic words. See why we have to call this? Yes, 1 Timothy, we can just see. All this he says. But mark this, there will be a terrible. These are the last days when the things are going to happen. But we experience in present day also. Says, there will be terrible times in the last days. People will be lovers of themselves. See, I've underlined. Do we fall into one of these categories? Just check it out as you read. People will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boastful, proud, abusive, disobedient to their parents. Ah, children, are you disobedient to your parents? Yes. Ungrateful, unholy, without love, unforgiving, slanderous, without self-control, brutal, not lovers of the good, treacherous, rash, considered lovers of pleasure rather than the lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying its power. I have nothing to do with such people. My goodness, this is another problem. What is that? Mobile. That coming to Panvel station, the platform is so small, people who are in the front, that they rush. And getting on the top is a really Herculean task. That is what, at least for me, I felt. Going top is like a climbing a Mount Everest. So much patience you should have. Because usually I take last fifth or sixth bogey. And by the time I come, complete crowd is mine. To come at that spot, it's really difficult. And then what happens? In that crowd, there are very people who are lovers of this. What is that? Lovers of the pleasure. What is that, lovers of the pleasure? Not lovers of it. They are with that mobile. Coolly walking. I want to go ahead, but they are taking so cool steps. My goodness. Are you don't have other places to look into your mobile? So much consumed with all these things now. Even the Bible speaks of. You don't have homes to eat. Many things. We are the lovers of the pleasures this earth. Are we falling into one of these categories? Just think it over. And we have to be. Then he says, we are the light of the world. First, we are the prophetic messages, scripture, which you know the scripture very well. For the scripture, to know the scripture, you have to read the scripture. To read the scripture, you have to open the Bible. And what God wants to speak to you, you have to do. And the best part is that, earlier days, you know, what he says, your word is a lamp for my feet, a light from the Old Testament. Because laws and regulations were given. So what are there in the laws? They used to read, and that was the light for their daily life. They have to read and listen. But now in the New Testament, what happens? We have indwelling Holy Spirit. So as you read the word, we have the word and indwelling Holy Spirit. As you read the word of God and indwelling Holy Spirit will tell you, this is what it is. It will teach you, this is wrong what you are doing, or this is correct what you are doing. Because our teacher is our Holy Spirit. It's a counselor, wonderful counselor. He is for us. So we have to be prophetic messages, knowing. So keep on reading. And in the morning, we have very good time. We share the scriptures. We come tomorrow morning, 6:30 in your comfort zone. That is what I was saying. 6:30 at your home, we'll give a call. You just answer it. And then we read the scripture. We share the scripture. And the best part is what, you know, the number of members which we are there, we go through different books. And we get inputs from different books. To know many things from different books. He says, you make disciples, obeying them in baptism, in Father, Son, Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey. So that will help a lot. Prophetic message or something. So then what happens? Faith comes by. Very. Then for the salvation of the lost. So for he says that you have to read the scripture, then you have to believe. When you start believing, then you have to preach. And when you have to preach, then you have to go out. That's what he says. And how can they hear without someone preaching to them? And how can anyone preach unless they are sent? We are to be sent. Thing is what? Evangelism. Evangelism is what? Telling the good news. God has done for me. This is. It's people who are not saved, in your home, among your relatives, among your community, they will turn to you. They will turn to God. But come with humbleness, come with prayerful heart. Don't come on your own strength, otherwise you will not succeed. Because it is ultimately God who is going to show you. Who can they call on the one they have not believed? And how can they believe in the one of whom they have not heard? And how can they hear without someone preaching to them? And how can anyone preach unless they are sent, as it is written? How beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news. When they came, somebody shared the good news to them. Whenever I go to my place, I give a call to you. So how are you? This is the person who led me to you. These things now, as we were announcing that foundation course, it will make you still stronger. Join the foundation course. There are teaching on different subjects which will help you. Foundation will be very strong. Those are knowing little more, they'll be still knowing better with this course. You will come to know the teachings of God. Yeah. We are saying we are the ambassadors of reconciliation. Yeah, we'll read this. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come. New creation has come. We are the new creation. Just say to your neighbor, let us be active little. Say again little loudly into the neighbor's ear. We are new creation. He said, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come. The old has gone, the new is here. All this is from God the Father. Okay. All this is from God, God the Father, who has reconciled us to himself through Christ and gave us the ministry of reconciliation. That God was reconciling the world to himself in Christ, not counting people's sins against them. And he has committed to us the message of reconciliation. We are therefore Christ's ambassadors, as though God were making his appeal through us. We implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. God made him who had no sin to be sin for us, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. Second, we sang the song also today in the worship. Because he was forsaken, we are in Christ. He has done such a wonderful thing for you and for me. Not only for you and for me. World. Where is that world topic? Yeah, world. Was reconciling the world to himself. Not only your family, home family, but let your relatives, let your community come to know who Christ is. Part of it. So that you will bring heaven on the earth. This is what now this is what is God heart. This should be our heartbeat. 2 Peter 3:9, the Lord is not slow in keeping his promise, as some understand slowness. Instead, he is a patient with you, not wanting anyone to perish, but everyone to come to repentance. None should isn't it? What is God's heart? Let the ladies say, none should perish. Why is this little word? None should perish. Yes. And let all men say, who wants all people to be saved and to come to a knowledge? All saved. Women, again ladies, are, speak loudly. Men, ladies, just because they are staying, sitting back. Yeah? Okay, so this should be our heartbeat. This is possible. It should pump. The blood should pump. If it is not pumping properly, then problem is related. Immediately you have to go to the doctor. So pump it again and again. So from your mouth, the word will come. The good news will come. Glad tidings will come. All will be saved. So we go ahead. In this chapter 16, God speaks about a parable. Then some 4 or 5 verses, there are some teachings. And then he comes with this story. Though, before going to the story, I said, let me find out. Here he says, verse 16 and 14. It is a story told by the Savior. Because I was thinking whether it is parable or a story or a parable. But then I went through here and there, he said it is a story. Because here the names are given, like Abraham, and Hades given, and one more name is Lazarus. Not that Lazarus. Which Lazarus? Who was raised from the... Not that one. This is different Lazarus. Okay. And the main, this illustrative story of telling behind story is this. Because God, Lord Jesus, when he gave this parable, he knew. The Pharisees who loved money heard all this and were sneering at Jesus. He said to them, you are the ones who justify yourself in the eyes of others. But God knows your heart. What people value highly is detestable in God's sight. Because they were lovers of the money and they were self-justified. Justify. But what Jesus says. We know the laws. We know everything. If that is why this story is spoken. It has nothing to do with rich man and Lazarus. It to do with the rich and the poor. Lord, I felt as I was going through this. So here we said, now we read the story. Somebody can read?
Lazarus received bad things, but now he is comforted here, and you are in agony. And besides all this, between us and you, a great chasm has been set in place, so that those who want to go from here to you cannot, nor can anyone cross over from there to us. He answered, then I beg you, Father, send Lazarus to my family, for I have 5 brothers. Let him warn them, so that they will not also come to this place of torment. Abraham replied, they have Moses and the prophets. Let them listen to them. No, Father Abraham, he said, but if someone from the dead goes to them, they will repent. He said to him, if they do not listen to Moses and the prophets, they will not be convinced even if someone rises from the dead.
The story which Lord Jesus was, our Savior was narrating to these Pharisees. Rich man and the Lazarus. Both of them? But who has the weightage? Angel came, no? Where it is? I'm not. But he? 22. The time came when the beggar died and the angel carried him to Abraham's side. Who carried him? So people who are in the Lord, who will carry you? For being in the Lord. Not only that, a thought came to me when you read, Jesus Christ died and where he is sitting at the right hand of the Father. When Stephen was being stoned, what did he do? What did he see? Not ordinary people. We are the children of God. That's something great. Try to understand yourself. Say we are something great to your neighbor. In Christ, of course, in Christ, not on your own. It's here. The angel came, and what about that? The rich man died and all? Gone, yes. Buried. And then he says, buried, he needs. So, Abraham's side, he says. Abraham's side, in sense, Lord Jesus Christ was still not glorified. Was not still on the cross of Calvary to take away all the sins. Till then, so it is called as Abraham's side. Because as Virgil was reading the scripture, two robbers were on the both the sides. One of the robbers said, he realized that something is wrong in me. And he said, Lord, forgive me. And then he said, today you will be with me in paradise. This Abraham said, becomes paradise. One of the first, some of the scriptures said, to be absent in his body is to be present with the Lord Jesus Christ. Friends, he was pleading that my brothers are there. Thirsty. Who was thirsty? That rich man. You know the thing is, we want that, we enjoy the food and all everything. But for the body, it's our desire, it is our wants. This flesh now is the king, it's a lazy nut. After eating, it wants the head to take rest. He was thirsty, nobody was there. Nobody can go from this side to that side or that side to this side. Here he says, you sent Lazarus so that my brothers will be saved. Then he says, no, they will not come. Because then their father, he says that they will repent. No, Father Abraham, he said, but if someone from the dead goes, then they will repent. Because he knew, my brothers are also like me, they will not believe. They will repent. He said, prophets and this all, they have come. Because Lord Jesus Christ was telling them, I am the way, the truth, and the life. I am a true shepherd. I am the resurrection of life. He was bombarding them, but they were not listening. When they cannot listen this, how they will listen to this? There is other big story in this, but I thought I don't want to go ahead. But they repent. The thing is, they repent. And he said to him, if they do not listen to Moses, they will not repent. So what it is? So when we die, there will be two divisions. So where will be your near and dear ones, whom you are loving now? Decide on this. Think on this. Art evangelism. Otherwise, it will be too late. Evangelize to your families first, then go to your community, relatives, then go with others, and go with the church also, as we go outside preaching the word of God. And you will be well equipped to know what the truth is, what the reality is. Oh, if you have not washed by the blood, or if you are not reborn again, it is for them. You are reborn, you are saved, well and good, But if you are not evangelism, it is for you people also. So this evangelism is for you and for me, for all of us. Let us go ahead with this and come to the knowledge of God, because He is the God of miracles. Let us pray. Those who have really not believed, to say a prayer and speak. It should not happen like rich man. Here we see that Lazarus got saved because he repented. When this one is saying they will repent, that means Lazarus has repented. And that is why he is on Abraham's side. Abraham's. If you have not believed, I appeal to you so that you will have that eternity, that you will have that eternal life. You will be a child of God. Just say simple words, Lord, I really, short of many things, I am a sinner. Reach out to your near and dear ones. Reach out to others. They should not be lost. Otherwise, they will be thirsting, tormenting, like the rich man. And thank you for this time of coming together and going through this evangelism. Yes, O Lord, how good and how faithful you are. Praise and thank you. In you and you alone, we are really saved, O God. We commit all our church members into your hand. As a church, O Lord, we pray, O Lord, we will be the for the crowd. Yes, Lord, help us to participate in this community and this crowd, whatever the activities are, so that we will evangelize. Help us so that we may give away all the wrong things which are there in us, and we will speak out the good news of you, Lord, that you will touch our lives. Help us, bless us, O God. Into your precious name. In Jesus' name, amen.
Much until really the voice is sweet, but it pierces like a double-edged sword. I was thinking, hope I had that.